Ahimsa is a Sanskrit term meaning to do no harm or to avoid all forms of violence. The precept of nonviolence is a basic tenet of all the world's religions. Kind viewers, welcome to Planet Earth, our loving home. Our program today will explore the concept of Ahimsa in relation to agriculture and look at alternative methods of fruit and vegetable cultivation that cause no harm to living beings. In a video conference with Supreme Master Television staff, Supreme Master Qinghai explained more about Ahimsa agriculture or alternative farming methods that do not employ soil to grow certain crops, thereby avoiding harm to other sentient beings such as the beneficial worms.
There are many organic farming methods that at least you don't hurt the worms. You can plant them in the water, or you can plant them on elevated soil bed, and you don't hurt the worm. And in Vietnam, they cultivate, for example, peanuts. In the sandy soil, there's no soil, and no worm at all ever live there. Plant your own vegetable, then you have absolute control about how you harvest, and what you harvest, and what you eat.
Last week, we have been talking primarily about hydroponics, a farming method that requires no soil. Instead, plants are grown in a solution of water and minerals, with the roots sometimes being supported by an inert medium. Today, we will examine how this system of growing food actually works. One hydroponic technique is the water culture system, in which the roots of the plants are placed on a floating platform, and the roots grow in the nutrient solution. Mr. David Barton is a greenhouse operator of Island Horticulture in Canterbury, New Zealand, who has been growing vegetables hydroponically for over 25 years. He will further explain about this system, sometimes called the nutrient film technique.
NFT stands for nutrient film technique. That is where a thin film of water is running along a channel. All the nutrients are dissolved in that water and the roots are growing in that water. So the plant gets its oxygen and nutrient, everything out of that water.
A second and by far the more widely used type of hydroponic system is the drip system, in which the plants are placed in an inert growing medium. Then a drip line, which is a hose filled with tiny holes, is placed near the root of the plant, allowing the nutrient solution to be dripped directly onto the base of each plant. Excess nutrient solution runs off into an overflow and is collected back into the reservoir for reuse.
The plant is getting its water and its nutrient out of the water, and it is fed by a dripper, which is linked to a light source. So the higher the light, the more water and nutrient that plant gets. So we're matching the demand of the plant with the conditions of that the plant is growing in. This gives us very, very efficient use of nutrient and water and virtually no waste. These plants have been planted out for 2 days. They are all grown in a grow wall cube, which is manufactured from rocks, spun basalt rock. Basically like commercial insulation. You can see the roots growing through the media and out the bottom. These are simply sat on our pillow of media, which we use cocoa peat, and each plant is fed by a dripper. You can see the water now going, feeding each plant.
Several types of inert mediums such as vermiculite, perlite, expanded clay, rock wool, or cocoa peat can be used. These inert materials are disease and worm free and can hold varying quantities of both water and air, which aids in root growth and development. They also provide support for plants, allowing for a wider variety and larger plants to be grown.
Behind us, at my feet, we have a slab of cocoa peat, which is the substance that we're growing in. Cocoa peat is the waste product from the husk of the coconut. It is grated and compressed into a pillow. We put that onto a hanging gully, and It is fed water and nutrient. Okay, the cocoa peat, as you can see, is quite a fine substance. There is nothing but pure cocoa peat. The cocoa peat is inert. It contains nothing at all. So everything that the plant requires to grow, we give to the plant. We give the nutrient to the plant in the right proportion that it will grow to its very, very best. Any plant that is growing very, very well, the produce from that plant will be good for you. The important thing is we must keep the plant growing very well without stress.
Almost any type of plant can be grown using hydroponics.
You can grow strawberries, you can grow lettuce, you can grow silver beet, you can grow beans, tomatoes, cucumber. The list is endless. With lettuce, you need a media or straight pure film of water, NFT. With silver beet, because of its root structure, there a media is better. That can be just a fine shingle, crushed metal, or in our case, cocoa peat. You can have a variety of different systems in the one basic setup.
Hydroponics is actually very simple to apply, and even home gardeners can grow produce without the use of soil.
It can be grown outside. We only use the greenhouse as a controlled environment. But a basic setup can be done in anybody's backyard for very little expense and great enjoyment.
You're watching Planet Earth, our loving home. When we return after these brief messages, we'll learn more about hydroponic farming, one of the Ahimsa agricultural methods in which no worms are harmed in the cultivation of crops. Please keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television. On today's Planet Earth, our loving home, we continue to explore farming methods which would be considered as Ahimsa agriculture, in which no sentient beings, such as the beneficial worms, are harmed in the cultivation process. David Barton, a veteran hydroponic farmer, explains the importance of hydroponics for our ecosystems.
Hydroponic growing today is all about growing with nature, not against nature. We need to enhance and complement Mother Nature. It is about what is doing the best for the customer to ensure the customer gets healthy produce and for us to do the best in an environmentally responsible manner. Hydroponic growing, I believe, is going to advance further and further. As more technical advances are made, as water becomes more precious, as land use becomes more scarce for horticultural purposes, we have to look after what we've got and ensure that it is used wisely and to the best manner so we can produce efficiently what our people, our customers require.
The benefits of hydroponic farming far outweighs the initial costs of setup, which are eventually offset by the savings of this more efficient method.
With hydroponic growing, we do have to put a lot of infrastructure into our greenhouses. This is expensive, but it is warranted because we can produce the quantity in from a small area, which brings about efficiencies. So we're using technology and Mother Nature, I think, in harmony together. So we can lock out the harsh environment. We can lock in the heat from the sun during the day. I personally enjoy the challenge of hydroponic growing and the rewards that it gives.
Recently, a derivative of hydroponics called aeroponics has been developed. In this system, plants are grown only in an air or mist medium. The roots of the plants are suspended in the air and misted by a nozzle coming from a nutrient pump. The system usually operates on a timer, and after misting, the unused nutrient solution drips back down into a reservoir to be recycled for later use. The plants are usually grown in a closet or semi-closed system, which helps to minimize plant diseases and prevent insects from entering into the growing areas. One of the advantages of this system is that root crops, such as potatoes, can be harvested just by opening the growing box and selecting ones that are ready, without having to dig up soil or a growth medium. In addition, aeroponics is extremely efficient, using even less water than traditional hydroponics. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, in the United States has conducted extensive research on aeroponics, including the development of a natural solution called ODC, or Organic Disease Control, which eliminates the need for pesticides. Also in Hà Nội, Ô Lạc, or Vietnam, a postgraduate doctoral program in aeroponics has been established. The main crop being grown there is potatoes, with distribution plans to farmers whose seed potatoes will be disease-free and grown without pesticides. Currently, lettuce, salad greens, herbs, potatoes, and other root crops and medicinal plants are most commonly grown in aeroponic systems. Another type of farming that involves no harm to worms is raised bed gardening. Traditional raised bed gardening is done by placing soil in elevated beds or pots above ground. However, another version of so-called raised beds is being developed in which plants are grown in pots filled with an inert porous medium. The pots sit in a shallow solution of water and dissolved nutrients, and the water solution is drawn up to the roots by capillary action. The main types of inert materials used in this method are expanded clay or coconut husks, both of which have more airspace than traditional potting mixes, allowing more oxygen to be delivered to the roots. This method, like traditional hydroponics, eliminates much of the labor from weeding and tilling soil and requires a minimal amount of water. It can be used to grow several types of plants from leafy greens to orchids. Additional techniques of Ahimsa agriculture are currently being tested and developed, one of which allows farmers to grow lush, productive crops entirely in sand, where worms are not present. For farmers in the coastal village of Dang Ban in Ha Tinh province, Ô Lạc, or Vietnam, fresh water and available soil are scarce. However, white sand is everywhere and sweet potatoes, Khoai Lang, peanuts, lạc, and vegetables, rau, can be grown there. Peanuts are grown from November to April, while the season for sweet potatoes is August to January. Another area, Bai Yu, also specializes in planting sweet potatoes in the sand along with other vegetables such as lettuce. If provided with sufficient water, sand can provide abundant produce. For many years, farmers in China have grown plentiful crops in the sand washed up in drifts by the Mekong River. Crops such as peanuts, corn, and sweet potatoes are planted at the end of the rainy season around October and harvested around March. The roots of the plants are nourished by the retreating water table in the sand. The effects of global warming is seen through the shortages of both water and food. With these highly efficient types of farming that also respects all life, may more people opt for this viable solution of organic vegan food production. Thank you for joining us for today's Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. Our show airs every Wednesday on Supreme Master Television. Up next, stay tuned for enlightening entertainment right after Noteworthy News. May your life be graced with abundant fulfillment and happiness.